Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Y'all, Poodle just said to me, he's going
don't
to some,
tell people.
He's going to some weird.
Don't call it weird.
Weird music concert, actually. And so he's going to this concert. And I said,
I went because it's an outdoor concert. And because I knew the Ford was doing it.
Yeah. And you'll be safe and fine. You're vaxxed and all that.
Yeah.
And, but I said, open up your Grindr. And Poodle said, oh, I can't do that. I have to be the weird one.
I said, the freaks at this concert.
That explains everything.
It's Puro Lunaire by Schoenberg. It's, yeah. And then another opera about a woman, about famous women throughout history that got kind of screwed over by men. There's a lot of them. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. There's a lot of them.
It's going to be a lot of angry ladies there, probably.
Anyway, and y'all. Going to be happy time in the city. Hey, if things sound a little different, it's because
we together.
Y'all, I'm back. Hopefully for not a limited engagement.
For better or for worse.
But for a permanent resident.
Yay.
Father's doing well, and Poodle's scared of what I'm going to organize in his apartment.
No, we have to get stuff done for a while, and then you can about it.
I don't think I'm going to be able to, honestly, I don't think I'm actually going to be able to organize stuff in your house.
Probably. You're not going to organize anything. My house is kind of organized.
One, two, three, four, five. It's pretty
what?
Good. It's pretty good. Just a couple of things. Six. No, just a couple of things.
You're not going to be able to touch my cords.
Oh, seven. Thanks for the reminder.
I'm fine with cords.
I'm not. I'm not.
Good thing it's my house.
Well, this is basically my office. Because you make me come here to do the show.
I don't make you come here.
Anyway,
can't
y'all.
Go in your little shoebox.
This is Below Deck Med, Season 6, Episode 7.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for.
I was going to sing.
That Can't Fight This Feeling by Justin Timberlake?
No.
Can't fight the feeling.
No. What is the other song?
I still remain solid on this. That's a terrible song.
It's okay.
It's one of Justin Timberlake's worst songs.
Oh, it's not my favorite. No, but not my. What is I can't fight this feeling deep inside my shoes. That's all I know.
You wrong girl, when you turn me on, baby,
that's a good
girl.
Part.
And I'm hooked on a feeling. I don't believe it that you're in love with me. Oh, that was very nice.
Barbecue sauce.
Parquet.
Yo, we're back together. If you're saying, God damn it, they're singing again, you might want to skip this episode.
If you found us just because you like Below Deck, you're wondering, who the fuck are these people?
What the? You met me at Podcast Movement last week and thought, I'll give these guys a listen, and you go, whoa.
Yeah, lot of inside jokes. We apologize for that. We'll keep you up for that.
I keep thinking you have a wart or a growth on your arm because I see this. Y'all Poodle's doing this health thing, so he has like
a glucose meter.
A glucose meter, which is fine. I'm just not used to it.
It's the... Didn't you get this with your vaccine?
Yeah, no, yeah. I feel like he.
It's the. They're trying to make me into a robot. I'm happy about it.
I keep thinking though, like it's Dr. Pimple Popper.
Colder. My heart grows colder every day.
There was a guy on Dr. Pimple Popper. Oh, no. Bless his heart. Who was a drag queen in Florida, who had a growth on his butthole, and like on his
occupational
crack,
hazard.
And it looked like another testicle. And they had.
Did they show it?
Yes, they blurred out kind of his asshole, but they
oh my God!
I felt sorry for him because, first of all, he's going to get fucked, and people are going to see this
occupational hazard.
And he's a drag queen, and he's got a tuck, so he'd have to tuck his nuts and then tuck this up in his butthole, so you wouldn't see it in his drag.
How big was it?
It's like the size of your fist.
Shut up!
It was big.
How would he poop?
Carefully.
I'm concerned. This has totally waylaid me.
The people that they get on Dr. Pimple Popper, it's like they never have gone to a doctor ever. It's just, you feel sorry for them.
Who
it's usually,
watches this?
It's probably lots of people. It's probably people that don't have medical insurance. Like, they're having hard times on life, and they're just... They just don't. They just walk around with shit growing on them.
I don't know about any of this.
Oh, I love Dr. Sandra Lee. Love her. Her face wash is great, y'all. Love it.
She's not a sponsor, so take that out of your mouth.
You want to talk about your Peloton today?
No. They'll hopefully be a sponsor. Y'all, this is episode 7. Just to catch you up, a Below Deck Med. Satan Night with Lexi.
Satan Night, Night
was the previous episode.
Yes.
And we've also been introduced to Athena and her clients, Jackpot and Jive, I believe.
Is it Jive?
J-I-V.
Not their Christian names.
No.
We don't think.
I assume these are nicknames.
We found out a little bit, y'all, because we were confused.
I did some research.
Well, we also found out some information this episode, because it was like, she said they're their brothers, but then she said...
That was colloquially.
That's what I think, but we didn't know that. We thought she meant, wait, are they her brothers?
Yeah.
But she meant like...
Well, the reason like, there's a lot of confusion about who these people are, y'all, there's a reason for that, and it's because they're scammers.
Are they?
It's because they're scammers.
Really? Is that what
you
found
out? I did a
little
research, yeah.
Oh, what, Lady Athena is up to no good?
Here's why I say that. And I use the term scammers not in a way of not like Nigerian princes. But
no, but there's this whole, and I can speak to this because it wasn't that. But
things
when
keep changing.
Well, no, there's this whole thing of people listen to very popular podcasts with like good podcasts, like with John Lee Dumas. I know him actually from Podcast Movement, who does that show.
That's a name you dropped.
Entrepreneur on Fire. It's a huge podcast.
Right.
Or the Bigger Pockets podcast. There's all these podcasts about kind of accumulating wealth and not working for it.
Right.
Or not having to work at a day job for it. And not having to work for it all started with Tim Ferriss with the 4-hour work week. Which is a great book, and it describes the 80-20 principle. Y'all highly recommend you reading that book. It's a great book. And Timothy Ferriss, I like his podcast. It's a good podcast. But you also notice, y'all, a lot of these people that do these podcasts, the reason they make money is because they do a podcast. And you
get people to subscribe.
And they give people, they sell people virtual online programs where they create
or coaching.
Like, it's very smart. They create like 12 videos and then they just sell those instructional videos to people.
That's what she does, by the way. She is a career coach / spiritual advisor.
Okay.
You can get a reading from her one time for about $500.
Wow.
You can be her, you can roll in her coaching program for about $1,200. Her website's pretty fun.
One of the cheaper ones. Really?
But these the men who own FNX Capital,
mm-hmm.
if you go to their website, y'all, uh-huh. it is laughable. It looks like someone made it in MS Paint.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is a scam. This is people trying to get rich off the stock market in the simplest and just most moronic ways.
Wow.
Yeah. These are scammers. So she's a scammer. They're a scammer. And also, this is why I say it. It's not clear who these women are.
The opinions of the reality gays are not facts. Nothing of this is liable.
Check it out for yourself.
Check it out for yourself. We're just this poodle's opinion.
Yes. I'm glad you throw me under the bus.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm saying Lady Athena seems like the suing type.
Oh, litigious.
So I'm...
Come on. Bring it on. We got a lawyer.
No,
right, Emily?
No, we're fine. If people use you and you're great, great.
Emily is sending doing an email to me right now.
Please
don't say bring it on.
Yes.
We've got a lawyer.
You could sue Poodle, not me. But no, I think there is this. You even know this is
even
later.
The guests are like, so how do you know again?
But even later on, you like see one of them. Rick Fire, what's his name again?
Jackpot.
Rick Fire. No, what's the other one again?
Jive.
Okay. Yeah. Jive.
J-I-V.
I think it's Jive is talking. He's like looking at the camera.
Yeah.
And it's that, y'all, he's like making a thing like, I'm on this yacht.
150-foot yacht.
It's these kind of entrepreneurs that they're all about. They sell the lifestyle.
Yep.
And follow me, listen to my class, and you can get this lifestyle.
Yep.
But there's not any, there's just, when I used to do Dear Maddie, I'd meet a lot of these people would want to come on my podcast,
yep.
and I just would say no.
So, that's who we're dealing with, you guys.
Yeah.
And that these are her clients, and it looks like her assistant is there, and their staff assistant.
Yes.
It's a pretty lean company.
Yeah.
I would say that. So, and it's also confusing. They're there on some kind of entrepreneurial retreat that's also a reward.
Well, I don't know why, but basically she wants to treat her clients.
Right.
And she wants to treat them to a boat. So obviously maybe they've given her a lot of money. Maybe Jackpot won a jackpot and changed his name to that. Maybe he's a millionaire.
It all feels like a scam.
It feels like, and maybe, I don't know, though. Now it's a new thing where old school thinking it feels like a scam. That's kind of a lot of the world of influencers and smoke and mirrors. And
yeah.
That's kind of become the acceptable way. It's like
so
people.
You can't call things a scam anymore?
No. I'm not saying you couldn't call it. No, I'm saying that back when
scams
we were younger,
are more acceptable.
We would have, yes. We would have said, oh, that's totally a scam. That's a pyramid scheme. It's this, it's that. And now people are like, well, yeah, that's how you make money.
Yeah.
It's almost, some people do accept it as like, that's fine.
Yeah. But you're making money off of.
It's almost like they know. It's kind of like everybody's in on it. And they're like, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. No, I get it. I don't know if I would call influencers a scam.
Not all influencers.
Yeah.
No, not at all. There's actual legit influencers.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think this is on a different level because this is playing with the stock market.
So that's what their business is. Okay, so it's like they're doing what? Taking people's money and investing in the stock market?
I believe so. But it's like a venture capital kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
it's cutthroat world.
Okay.
Yep. And they.
I would want a good website if I'm going to see mine.
It's laughable.
All right.
What's
their company called again?
FX Capital.
Oh, so it's
which she told Chef Mathieu that these two cakes that she's wanting, one of them should have the company. She tells them on the boat, one of them needs to have the company logo. I'm going to say this now. And if anybody out there, if you're the person for your company who gets stuff, know that a chef and a baker,
very different,
or a pastry chef, those two things could not be further apart.
They're very different.
And stop this, and we've seen this before. We've seen this every time the chef has to make a cake. There's always some. I don't know. They watch the fucking show, and I think they just want to be assholes about it. A chef is not going to make a 3-tiered beautiful cake on a boat.
On a boat, no.
He's going to buy it.
But maybe she said to surprise me, like possibly. She did last episode.
Well, but she did say she wanted the company's logo. Y'all, that is a specific skill. That's an artistic skill that a chef does not, for a yacht, doesn't have.
No, doesn't
it's
have.
It's not a skill set.
No.
So to expect him, that's why Matthew is kind of like, I don't know what the fuck, because you know why? He's kind of freed because he knows this isn't in his skill set.
And also, he's leaving.
Yeah.
We think.
We think.
So
yeah. So
she's got a lot of cute behavior, Athena. She first wants to be at the head of the table because she doesn't like where she is now.
And you know what bugs me about Athena is
if she wasn't passive aggressive about it would have been fine.
Yes, it's yep. Like you know, they on the last episode they called her demanding or high maintenance, but she's demanding but will tell you she's not demanding.
Yep.
She has no...
Oh, I'm easy.
And she's like, can I just not sit here? Because it's just...
Uncomfortable.
This doesn't feel right.
She wants to be at the head of the table.
Like, just say...
I want to be there.
I've been with people that are like, I want to sit at the head of the table. And I'm like, go yep. You. Just claim
we
it.
We wouldn't
claim
have that
power.
Problem.
But anyway, so right now, y'all, they need to eat.
Yep.
And they're not getting food up there because, again...
The two assistants aren't even at the table yet. Everybody else has just sat down.
Uh-huh.
She was asking for food to be brought out a la carte, I guess.
With no one there.
Yeah.
And Katie was like, that's not the way we serve food. We don't serve people when people aren't seated.
They do it at breakfast because they're sometimes waiting for other guests and stuff like that. But, y'all, anyone knows that who's ever been in fine dining before. You just don't do it.
You do not serve. That's insulting to the chef.
Yes.
To have bring food that's just sitting there.
And also to your guests, are you going to sit there and eat before two people come to the table?
It's true.
I was astounded by the level of just like the level of arrogance to expect things in that way.
Y'all. Look. If you're a hot top coming over for either Poodle or me, we're not waiting around. We're the same way.
No.
No.
You got about a 30-minute window.
15 minutes.
So, remember, she's given him a lot of parameters, and so she wants something Croatian but not too Croatian, calamari, but only the circle bits.
Yeah.
They love the calamari. It's taking too long, and she says, "Can I have a salad?" Not for the meal, in addition. So, again, she is changing the meal that the chef has decided. This is, you guys, if you work in catering or do anything like this, you will occasionally have this person.
Yeah.
They're a nightmare.
I would get them, and, you know, somebody's saying, oh, I'm just looking for a nice blush. I do the blush.
Yep.
Oh, well, can you do my eyes? Because really, I need to see the whole look. And then the next thing you know, it's an hour and a half, you're doing... a whole makeover, and guess what? Kind of a spoiler in this episode, they buy nothing.
This is also the kind of person, you guys, who cycles through clients or friends about every 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
They will never have a steady base.
We're talking a lot about them, by the way, too, because not a lot really happened to
them. Yeah, not a lot was crew related.
People on the crew related, but we'll get to a little bit of stuff.
But we'll get to it. So... they bring out this lamb stew. They're all a little skeptical.
Yeah.
But it turns out to be good. She's bothered by crumbs on the table. And they're just about to clean it up. They're just about. She's like, no, I think you need to do it now.
Yeah, she's very demanding.
But in a way that's almost even more infuriating.
You can kind of tell Lexi can't stand her. She didn't say that, but you can tell.
Although,
who does Lexi like?
She's like, can I see the chef, please? The chef comes up. She's like, it's been an interesting evening, right? Already trying to set a bar. And so it's a non-compliment because she says, you handled everything.
And maybe some of this is producer, you know, they're putting her up to be this way. Possibly. Maybe. I mean, as far as like the way she said it and things like that.
Yep. This show does less of that because usually the people are produce wise.
Oh, okay.
Usually that happens with the crew. They don't do a ton more. They with usually them. The guests they have, you don't need it.
Yeah, that's true.
But you might have some crew produced or produced drama on the crew, but you don't have it usually in the guest. It all real rings true usually.
Okay.
So he basically says, "What is it? You control? What is this? Oh, I don't. Oh, they're going off. They're talking to people. He's like, you control your income. He's talking to one of the scammers.
Oh.
Is talking to one of the crew about it. I was like, come on, this is all scam.
It's all that, again, it's all that entrepreneurial bullshit.
Yep.
And y'all, I can, and you know, my partner kind of, when he first met, he was listening to the podcast and he was into this. And you know what he realized? He realized if he really wanted to make money and be taken seriously, he went back and got his MBA.
Yeah.
Because he knew he needed to like, put in the work for
it's not going to be just thinking.
And a lot of people, yeah, they think if you just sit around and think differently.
That can do a lot for you,
yeah, Apple
but it's not
going to
pay your bills.
Steve Jobs thought different, but he also did a lot of fucking work.
And there's also...
He also treated people really badly. Not to speak ill of the dead, but woo!
So they're talking and they're like, Athena is our coach and y'all... Jackpot and Jive are still drinking at 2 and 3 a.m.
2 a.m. Lexi's taking care of them.
Yep.
Now, Athena, we didn't say that. Athena did say to Matthew, she did say, the food's really good.
You did a great job.
By the way, we have so many sissies. I said that so gay. We have so many sissies. We have had so many sissies that have dated or fucked around with a Matthew with one T, and all of them are like, you are right.
They do say they're freaky deaky, though.
Freaky deaky in bed, which he made you is, and they all like can't trust them as far as you can throw them. So
I'm
just
glad
so
you're
you know,
validated.
Y'all, we were right.
So this is the next day, and of course they say everything because they're doing the water day. They go all toys out. All yeah. sex toys.
All
ashore. That's going ashore.
Okay. That's boat toys. Boat toys.
But no, they say all toys out.
They do.
And I laugh
and
every time.
It makes you goosh.
It makes me laugh.
Well, but Malia.
Water sports.
But the reason Malia says all toys out because who the fuck knows what they want?
Yeah, because no one's been specific.
Yeah.
We're talking about the cake. We mentioned it earlier. She decides she wants the logo on the cake. Now, Matthew had two options here. He could have... A lot of times chefs try to make the cake, or they buy a cake.
Yes.
And it's just... It's much easier. I'm sure he regrets it now because he knew how, quote-unquote, demanding these guests were. And he is... And Courtney's trying to help him do it. And, like, neither of them know what they're doing because this is a specific skill.
It's a specific skill.
The pastry chef's... Pastry chef thing. So they want the logo, and then the other's cake is to say something else. It's a birthday cake.
Yeah, it says like, birthday
for
cake.
For FX Capital.
Yeah.
And so Malia is letting David do Time on the Bridge, and he's like, I'm so thankful for Malia who lets people get experience.
Yeah.
And I have to say, she is a great leader. She is a great bosun. We haven't seen
Lloyd says the same thing. Says she's a breath of
mean girl behavior out of her.
We haven't, and Lloyd even says she's a breath of fresh air since my last boss. That was really he kind of doesn't go into it, but he just kind of says that was
we're gonna
pretty
find
toxic.
That out later.
Wind picks up. They got to go back to the dock. Meanwhile, y'all, we see the first glimpse of the birthday cake with Courtney riding on it. It looks horrible.
Yeah, and he kind of... It's not good.
It's not good at all.
I'm sure it tastes delicious. So she looks at the cake and goes, I'm disappointed. There are so many things she
could
have
said. That's when she said, I thought it would be like a 2 or 3 tier cake. And I thought, did you say that? Like, did you say what you wanted? Because before you've been saying, surprise me.
Yeah. I just, I absolutely, this sticks in my craw so badly.
No, she's pretty insufferable.
When people, and so the next thing, even she's even saying things like they're doing surf and turf, and there's steak and either lobster, it looks like shrimp. And she goes, that's shrimp.
It just feels like everything's a test.
Yeah.
Everything's a test.
And she has to kind of make it really difficult so to reward him a little bit.
Yes.
And if that's her business model, she sucks. I mean,
maybe she's very loving and mentoring, but I will say
this
y'all,
is who she is. This is we're getting the real real version.
Well, I will say this, y'all, the way people treat people that wait on them.
Amen.
It's how they treat everyone else.
Yep.
And if you don't treat the people that, if you don't treat your trash man or woman with respect, then you need to do some soul searching.
Amen. If you can be Garrett, if you're on a date and someone treats the server poorly or yells
at
them.
Do not go out on another date with them.
Nope. They're gonna do that. They're gonna pull shit like that.
To you or to your family or to your children.
Yeah.
All that shit.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
That's a definite red flag.
Yeah.
Oh God, I told you about the worst date that I went on, where the guy, number one, he was talking about how he liked Megyn Kelly.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, and he was also telling me he was bitching at the waitress or the server about every little
Isn't
thing.
Isn't that the one you left mid-date?
I just left mid-date.
Yeah. Good for you.
Sorry, I have to go.
Y'all, if you know it's not going to work out, it's okay to say, you know what? This is not for me.
I didn't offer to pay either.
Did you just say I have to? What did you say? We're not a match.
I'm going to go. I'm going to walk home. We're not a match.
This is why Poodle always picks his first date close so he can walk home.
Oh, yeah. Or call an Uber. There's nothing wrong with getting up on a date. Especially if they are so offensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all, because you think about it, your first date is your first impression. That's when people are putting their best foot forward.
I know.
You're not supposed to find out their crazy shit until like 6 months later when they pee on you and you say, Jeffrey, did you mean to do that? And he says, no. Unless you want me to.
Yeah. So it's the next morning, you guys. And Lloyd is still the MVP of this season for me. I'm loving this deck crew. I'm loving everybody on it.
I will say, when he does his in the moments, his interviews, he's wearing so much makeup.
He is. I noticed
his
that too.
His skin looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
I think someone on that day decided his skin foundation wasn't good.
They put in like a pore filler or a primer that just makes his. He looks like a 6-year-old boy.
I thought the same thing, or like a Victorian doll.
Yes, yes, yes. Like that movie, The Glass Child.
What?
Nothing. You never saw that movie?
No.
The Glass. Oh, it's so good. Oh,
who is in The Glass Child? Was this some Disney movie that you watched when none of the other kids would play with you?
Not at all. Not at all.
When the kids called you Fairy Boy, and mom said, Matthew, go watch the Disney Channel.
No, not at all. It was it's called The Child of Glass.
Oh, God.
It's a 1978 movie.
This is definitely on the Disney Channel.
You would love it. It's a boy communicates with the ghost of an 1860s Creole girl after his family moves to an old southern mansion.
Oh, wow.
You never, it was so, who's it? Barbara Barry's in it. Who else? Anybody else?
From Company.
Oh, it was so, and there's the ghost like this, and she holds a little Maltese dog.
Oh, wow. That is ridiculous.
You would totally get into this movie.
The Child of Glass.
It was a Disney movie.
I knew it had
I wonder if it's on Disney Plus. I hope it's not a problematic movie now.
Well, they did say Creole girl, so.
Ooh.
Now, question. did they cast an actress, a child actress of Creole descent?
Probably not.
Or did they just put bronzer on a white girl's face?
Well, she's in ghost apparel, so you kind of never see her skin.
Is it okay if she's...
But the whole point is they're looking for her doll. She lost her doll and she died. And she's looking for... I can't get into this movie right now, but it's very Watcher in the Woods.
Don't
I think
know
you
if
would
that's
like
the...
it.
We need to move on.
If it's on Disney Plus, can we have a Maddie movie night? Can I finally pick a movie that I like?
No.
Why not? I'm back now. I can do it.
You know what? You can if you have to spear you. I will let you spearhead it and do everything.
Y'all, if you're not in our Facebook group,
I don't want you quitting it.
You know what? If you're not in our Facebook group, our private group, the Sissy Squad, we do a movie once a month, a private movie, and we watch it. We talk about
and
it
and we talk about it on Discord.
I'm overstimulated.
I usually do it,
and I have to pee now. We're going to take a break.
We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin Ann,
The Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all, I looked on Disney Plus. Child of Glass isn't on there. That probably means it's racist. Damn it. Probably not going to pick that movie.
No. Maybe Song of the South is on your radar.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Why not?
You know what? That's okay. If that movie goes away because it would hurt other people, I'm fine with it. Because you know what?
How brave of you.
No, I'm not saying. There's plenty of other things.
Plenty of other films.
That are really good that aren't offensive to anyone. So y'all, nobody's taking anything away from you. They're just actually trying to add to everybody else's experience.
No one's taking any Dr. Seuss books away that you think you might miss.
Exactly. So maybe I won't see The Child of Glass again. I'm fine.
We don't even know if that's the reason.
We don't know.
What if the print just got lost?
Oh, I hope not. God, I've got to see if Candle Shoe's under there.
We need to
move on. Candle Shoe with Jodie Foster?
No.
And Helen Mays?
No. You're saying that like it's a person I should know.
Not Helen Mays. The old actress, the white woman, she died. Helen. She was just a raging bitch known for in the business.
Helen Hayes?
Yes.
Helen Mays.
Ooh, it's nice to be back with you, Poodle.
I just screamed. Don't pinch my legs. So it's the next morning. Lloyd was talking about something. He's like basically like he was smirking and Malia asked him, what are you smirking? He's like, oh, I was just thinking about David's complete and utter failure with women. It's fun lines like that.
They get along really well.
So this, they're leaving and everyone is kind of in the line and they're giving these kind of forced hugs because no one liked these guests at all.
Yeah.
And at one point, Athena just goes up to Courtney and goes, forgive me.
Forgive me.
What's your name? Because she never got to come out of the basement.
Which, oh, by the way, we never really find out this episode. I don't get, why was Courtney cleaning and crying? It's not clear
I'll
to
tell
me
you,
why she's upset.
I'll tell
upset.
You why. She's a little upset because Lexi completely flipped the fuck out.
Okay.
And was rewarded for, as she said later on, not being a dick.
Ah.
Because she got, and because Captain Sandy later on says, great job, Lexi, for keeping it together. Again, not a reason why. Courtney's exactly right. She shouldn't be rewarded for not being a dick.
Agreed.
Which is another reason why Captain Sandy's a terrible leader.
But it's
reason 899.
But it's also not. Courtney should realize that has nothing to do with
her.
She
is the third stoop.
Yeah.
And okay. I think a lot of it had to do with it was a quick turnover,
yeah,
too.
But yeah, so they go down the line. She tells Lexi thank you. She gives Katie a hug. They leave. They go to the tip meeting. And y'all, shocker, they only gave them a $15,000 tip.
Yeah, which is about $700, $800 less than normal.
And I love that Lexi is like, yeah, you can say you like me all I want, but it's about the money.
Yeah. Also, you guys, Matthew has been summoned to the bridge.
Summoned to the bridge.
And she's, and I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And she's like, you know, I need all my people to understand what I need from them at all the times. And your problem, Matthew, is never your food. Your problem is Matthew.
It's Matthew.
And she's always talking to someone. It's the most patronizing thing in the world.
It
y'all,
is.
And this is why some of you have asked me, why does Captain Sandy suck? Open your eyes. You've obviously never watched an episode of Captain Lee.
So I have not. So, like, I look at her, I'm like, okay, she seems like she talks
she
down a little
sucks.
Bit. But I don't have a comparison.
She sucks. Sucks donkeys. And Wayne's World would say.
Anyway.
I wrote down, so she's going to give another chance. This is terrible leadership.
No.
Because you're not establishing.
See, now, this is, I think, and if you, I think this is all producers. I think this is all. No, Matthew has given us two of the most kind of gunk episodes already on this show. That's it. They put pressure on her and said, keep him on the ship. That's it.
Well, remember, there's another chef in quarantine.
And the production's paying for them to sit there probably in case they need him.
She might want the extra drama.
With everything going on with COVID, y'all, I bet you they had stews and a chef already quarantined. That's just smart production.
So we already say the tip meeting, and Courtney is still upset. Y'all, it's going out night again.
But that is always the way. The customers that are the most high maintenance and that make you dance around in circles are most are the worst tippers.
Yep. If you've ever been a server, you know.
If you worked in retail, you worked. Oh. I'm telling you, that one woman who couldn't find a pair of jeans that fit her, that I spent 3 hours trying on and didn't even buy a socket cap.
I got to be honest, one thing I will give for straight white men, especially white businessmen, best tips of my life. And they didn't usually ask anything of me.
Well, also, you know. Well,
what?
They also probably they make the most money, too.
That's true, but unfortunately, those things are not comparable.
Oh, so people... No, that's true, because I remember just being broke, and people I know that are broke, but that are waiters
exactly.
before are
those,
always
those
good
things
tippers.
Aren't. Those things aren't comparable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go.
They actually
table.
Have nothing to do with one another, and that's what sucks.
Because
you would know someone had a ton of money going in, and there was an old man... who used to come in, and we knew he would always buy. He would always choose. He would always choose the the same thing occasionally, and we knew he had tons and tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
and he would order, always order the cheapest special, always, and always tip less than 10%.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Every time. Every time.
You still remember his name?
What was it?
He's probably dead now.
Oh my God, his name was Carl. He's dead, definitely. Old bastard. Hope the money does good for you when you're dead.
Carl, next time we go to Shoney's, you need to give them $5 more, Carl.
Do they have alcohol now? For a while, they didn't have. That's why near Bob Jones University, all the Shoney's.
Wait. Bob Jones?
Bob Jones University. Okay, you had it. You have to know what Bob Jones is.
No, what's Bob Jones?
It's a Christian university.
Bob Jones.
Okay, they made national news.
How?
Was there any news outside of Oklahoma that you knew?
Bob Jones University. That just sounds like the whitest school ever.
It was. Couldn't walk on the grass.
So everybody went to BJU? Yes,
and women wore skirts, and you could not go to very, very conservative Christian school.
Did you go to that school?
No.
Is it by Pickens?
It's in Greenville.
Bob Jones University.
You're saying it like it's a weird name.
That sounds like a fake university that takes your money.
It is not. But I'm saying it has been in the news before. You just aren't very curious about
scamming people?
No, but for saying things like trying to either things being anti-gay, things being
they're not good news.
Almost losing their accreditation because they wouldn't teach certain things.
If you're an alum of BJU, let us know.
If you listen to our show and you're if you're an alum of BJU, you might have forsaken your
university.
Earlier. Yeah. You know what? Great music program.
Well,
I did play piano competitions at Bob Jones. Yep. It is a real university.
I know, but the name. You usually expect like a name to be like a kind of older, nostalgic sounding. It just sounds like Gary Morris College.
It does.
Gary Morris College.
I graduated from Gary Morris College.
Hey, welcome to Sandra Smith Tech.
They have a good animal husbandry program there. So where was I?
What are we going to do when we go to each other's hometown?
No. So we are introduced to Chloe, who is the alter ego of drunk Courtney.
Who's her alter ego? Who's a drunk? Who's your? I think it's just Poodle. Never mind. I think it's all one.
I'm just like Poodle squared when I've been drinking.
He just gets more Poodle.
They're at dinner, you guys, and Malia and Z is talking about how it's hard to be a black person in yachting because it's majoritably white and male.
Yes.
And it's hard to and Malia says, "I'm so happy to hear with your generation," because she's, you know, about two generations above him.
Yeah. And they talk about the masculinity too.
Right.
Yeah.
South African yachties.
Malia said, and I do think that is something I see in young. I do feel like
it's about how you do your job.
There really is more about how you do your job, not if you're a woman. And y'all, this was a good storyline because we see how this pays off later on with Lloyd.
That's something she's had to fight. And all the female deckhands have to fight every time the misogynist male deckhands.
See, if you're watching this for the first time with us, like this is my first below deck. I imagine that, but I've never seen it yet.
Malia's the first female bosun.
Because I haven't seen past seasons and things like that.
Yeah. Normally they are these, not always, douchebag South African misogynists who have a problem with, and they have tended to hire kind of wild card women to work on the deckhand who pop off real quickly.
Yeah.
And like Riley and Rocky. I think Rocky was a stew. She worked with a lot of them.
And she said her husband's South African, but he's actually anti. Yeah. He hates the misogyny. Yeah. And y'all, her husband is hot. Did you click on that pro? I was like, she's gorgeous.
And I will say, you guys, we talk about that South African misogyny only because we see it in people like Ronald. Of Ronald and Tiffany, and a lot of these, and it is something we see on reality shows. I'm not saying all South African men
are that way. We have, and I just brought up our
Sinjin
sissy.
Isn't like that.
We brought up our sissy, whose husband, and I was going to say,
Sinjin's not like that.
I would be interested to hear Sinjin speak about it because he's so not that at all.
He comes from a good background, too. Yeah, it's a different.
Someone said that they saw, it must be fake, but someone said they saw him on like Tinder or something.
Maybe. He's from Cape Town, too. Y'all.
They swing.
Oh, definitely.
They are swinging.
Definitely.
If you want to have sex with Tania and Sinjin,
you could do it.
You could do it.
They're on Curve, the Curve app. That's for swingers. I think I just made that up.
You should make that app.
Curve. I think that's a women's fitness line.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably
fitness for women.
Yeah, it's probably copyrighted like Olympic. You can't say anything with Olympic. You'll get sued.
So, at the end, you guys, Matt pays for the entire meal.
And he says something. He says, yeah, I'm happy to pay for people's forgiveness.
Maybe he'll be different. Cut to the way home when he starts saying things like, I paid $150,000 for sex in 1 year.
Yeah.
And talk about a sex party. Y'all, this human thumb is still going to be saying things.
He's
who
more
is the
like
human thumb?
He's more like a human index finger because
he's
kind of tall and lanky.
It was Larry's cousin who I called the human thumb.
With a mustache.
Yes.
Yeah. Larry, who you would fuck.
For McDonald's. God.
Boy, that's one
what a dream.
You know,
imagine. Because it's one thing having McDonald's and having to pay for it. Imagine having free McDonald's.
Y'all, Larry works at McDonald's. He's a manager. If you haven't listened to that episode where I proposed to Poodle, what if you could fuck Larry and you could get McDonald's for free?
I went somewhere else. Because to think of unlimited food that seems like, even I know McDonald's is just like bargain basement food, but to get it for free just seems so special. I know some people are going, why would you want that? It's the concept of free. It's like open bar. That's why if I'm ever at an open bar event, I know the next day I'm going to be hungover because I can't.
I'm just a girl who can't say no.
It's me in an open bar situation.
You really are a walking 80 Annie.
I am. So they're going back. They're going to have fun on the boat. And Lexi kind of apologizes to
Malia says first, she's like, Lexi, I'm impressed by you.
Yeah.
And Malia says, you know, if we all got judged by our boogie nights and, you know, our drunk one nights, then we probably all. And I'm like, yeah, but that was a little No, but I don't think people were screaming.
This is
demeaning
this is,
everyone and calling them and saying I'm Satan.
This is not done. We're going to see Satan Lexi again.
We think she's coming back a little bit next week. So Lexi's like, she's like, they didn't want me to take shots last time, but they do now. But okay, so y'all, it's kind of. Nothing really, it's kind of really tame. They're all partying. Matthew is like, I'm going to bed. I'm not doing
anything. Thank God.
Trouble. He goes to sleep. Z and Courtney are flirty. They're kind of kissing and hanging out. They make out a little bit. And David thinks this is the best time when he,
boy,
y'all.
He's just shirtless. David,
I have one thing
to
say about David. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Farmer tan. Ooh. Farmer tan. Ooh.
God bless him.
Everybody wants a man with a farmer tan.
Is that a real song?
Shut up.
I don't know it.
Shut up.
I don't know it.
You don't know the song Farmer Tan?
No. From what?
We sang it in show choir. You don't know that song?
Where is it from?
Actually, it's from... I don't know what it's from, but it's a very popular song.
Why
Greg Tidwell took his shirt off and he flexed with a farmer tan while women sang about him, and it was hilarious.
Okay.
I was in elementary, and the middle school show choir did it. I didn't do it.
I like it how this is. Why was show choir such a part of your life?
You know what?
This
is when Mrs. Roberts did it. She was there to do show choir. She did Oklahoma Kids, which was a competition where she taught kids not to sing well. She taught me piano.
I'm dying
lessons.
During this. Oh,
she
God.
Taught me piano. I went to her trailer house, and she. She would let me cheat on music theory, and that's why I never learned music theory.
Trying to picture a piano being in a trailer.
She ended up leaving, though, because Coach Roberts ended up having an affair with my first grade teacher, and it became a big deal, and she was
Please
ashamed.
Get to Farmer's
anyway,
Tan.
She Farmer Tan. Not Farmer Farmer's Tan. It's Farmer Tan.
I just want to point out that you lost your mind about me not knowing a song called Farmer's Tan, and you didn't think it was a big deal. You'd never seen the movie Seven. Those are not comparable.
Just saw it, y'all. It's from Pump Boys and Dinettes.
I don't know that show that well.
I can't believe you don't know that song.
That is a jukebox musical, by the way.
Those songs were written for that show.
I don't think they were.
Pump Boys and Dinettes, I think that those songs were written for that show, I thought.
I don't know. We'll leave that. That is such an Oklahoma, Texas show.
The sun is hot, it burns all day, but I don't need no band de soleil. I'm on the sand, girls at hand, I've got a secret plan. Sun don't hurt, cause I got on a t-shirt. I got a farmer tan. Farmer tan on my neck and arms.
I'm
farmer tan.
Please stop.
Every girl wants a man.
Stop before we have to pay.
Farmer tan. That's true. You know what? When we go to Branson, they have a live theater there at Pump Boys and Dinettes that I gave it a standing ovation during. For the intermission, because it was so good. You're going to love it so much.
We need to move on. Did you see me like losing interest halfway? And I was like, I don't even want
to
fight about this.
I can't wait to go to Branson with you.
Oh, God. I think COVID's going to eat Missouri up before that.
True. Y'all, get your vaccine, wear a mask. Hey, I think it's happening today. FDA is approving the vaccines. Official,
not emergency use.
But officially approving them for standard use. So
that means that the FDA approves. It's like taking a multivitamin, y'all. Get out there and get your motherfucking vaccines.
It's the same. It's like drinking a Diet Coke. That's FDA approved.
And you know what? It's
too.
Better than drinking a Diet Coke because you might save your grandmother.
Exactly. So get your vaccine. Think about other people and wear your
mask.
And
if you don't get your vaccine, you don't get to come to our live shows.
You don't, because I don't want to get sick.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I don't want to get sick.
Yep. Or I don't want to get anybody. I don't want to get
anybody else sick. You got to think about other people. Anyway, sorry, y'all.
We went off on getting.
We did. Boy. It's just because we're like a lot of people. We are very tired.
I'm so tired.
Because it is infuriating. We wouldn't have to be doing all this again if people just went and got vaccinated.
Yep.
That's it. Anyway,
so
but you know, Aunt Darla's son, my cousin Craig finally got back to Oklahoma. Y'all went to the hospital three times. He's almost died three times.
Thank you for that update.
Well, people asked me about Aunt Darla. They asked how she was doing. She was worried about it.
So can we get back to the show?
Sure. If you want to talk about it, you keep Farmer Tan.
So y'all,
I'm just happy to see you and be with
so,
my friend.
You're so manic right now. I just look at the only half page of notes I have, and I'm like, I just want to get through this. But not having to get screamed at about other
musicals. Oh, we better go. This is going to be a long show.
That, what we just had to talk about. So David's talking to Malia, and he's like, did you think about the question I asked you last week? And she's like, she doesn't want to say it. And Lloyd and Cater's like, this is a car crash.
She's just kind of giggling. They are like this. And she's like,
I'm fully into you. And I'm genuinely love everything about you. Y'all, David is this guy who's going to drink and get really honest and mushy every time. These are men I can't respect. Honestly, this happens. Sometimes
this is Poodle's least favorite type of guy.
This is my least favorite type of person. Yeah, I will agree now, with you. It'll make me lose a hard-on like that.
If you want to get Poodle, you get drunk.
Ignore me.
You kind of chew on his ear little bit at the beginning of the night.
And then you ignore me the rest of the night.
And then as And then as you go to the bathroom at the end of that
segment,
you say you're going to bed, you give him a look. And
I'm yours for at least 3 months.
Yeah.
And then you never talk to me. And then I wonder what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Wow. That got real.
It did, but it's real.
It's real.
It's real.
So Malia basically, thankfully, just says, I got out of a relationship.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
Which is true. And she's like, I just want to be single right now and do that.
He also says, you're like the equivalent of my mom. She's just like so strong. And I'm like, number 11 on things not to say.
No, actually, number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Lloyd is talking to Katie about how bad he was treated by the captain of his last boat.
And we don't really know what at first. He's kind of saying...
And he said he was called... He's mentioned it before, but he said he was called a faggot. Yeah. I assume that's what the six-letter word is that they bleeped out. Because he says, I mentioned that I was 90% straight. And that was enough for him to be treated like garbage on his... That tells you guys what yachting is.
He starts
boys club.
Full on, not just crying, but like sobbing.
Poor Lloyd. Y'all, this was this kind of vulnerability you can't fake.
It's hard for... I know, like, we're two gay podcasters that were interested in music and opera and makeup and wigs, which we were lucky. And I know a lot of people think, especially back in Oklahoma, they think that's where all gay people are interested. It's like when someone...
Or all people on a sexuality
spectrum.
Who was
it somebody said, and I know this sounds stupid, somebody actually said this to me, and maybe we talked about it, but they said... Oh my gosh, that guy's a gay redneck. I didn't know that existed.
Oh, there were a lot.
There's a lot.
There are gay zookeepers.
There are gay attorneys.
Gay Mennonites.
So it's like with anything gay, black, white.
There are gay priests. Shocking, I know.
Hashtag too soon.
It's very different to be a gay priest than be a priest who is a pedophile.
I know, but
let's
kind of
clarify
those
that.
Things get very...
I know, and that's been a problem.
It's been a problem, I know. So I just don't want to touch the Catholic Church. Ugh. But, exactly. But, you guys, there are... I think Lloyd brings up a good story is that there's just everyday people that want to work in a field that is not gay-friendly and or that's not... Or like Z... That's not necessarily black friendly, but you know people can't. Those spaces need to be made for them, and so I hope when people watch this, maybe it transfers in your own life to think about there are gay farmers. There are
again. I know.
Wow. Wait a minute.
It's kind of like that game that you played in kindergarten. What does this person do?
Yeah,
I've had them all.
That's true. Wait, I think I was with a farmer once. I was with a gay trash man once. He was a sanitary worker. We had a very interesting conversation about it.
A date or a hookup?
A hookup.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him put his fingers in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
What? I didn't know.
That's a normal thing for you, though.
I let him put other things in my mouth.
Yeah, but not his fingers.
Yeah, you know how there's just some, I don't get that. There's some guys that like almost want to take your dick. They just shove their index finger in your mouth and I kind of
get through it.
Wow.
I'm just.
Wow. We need to get through this
or
show.
Or I just knock their hands out for a while. It's like, stop trigger cock.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, that's basically, and Malia says, trust me, I swang both ways in college. Yeah, tell us something we don't know.
But this to me like seems like I know what they're doing is sweet. It kind of made me bristle a little bit when Dave and Malia see that Lloyd is crying and they both run to him to give him a hug. And I know
that's
why
the
they
only
do
thing
it,
they can do as straight people.
But when you're so young and understand, I kind of appreciated what Katie was doing. Katie was just
listening
sitting
to him,
listening there, because y'all, people need to have their pain seen.
Yep.
And I love that.
Don't
I just,
wipe the tears away.
I just love Katie.
Me too.
Don't be a DeVar and wipe a person's tears, because Melanie will come for you during the tell-all and say, don't do that.
That was, don't wipe, don't do that.
Don't do that, okay.
I agree, don't wipe my fucking tears away.
Okay, question. Did that make you want to sleep with Lloyd at all?
Yes.
I knew it would.
But I kind of want to sleep with everybody. So
I felt
a good judge.
I felt it a little too.
Now that I know there's 10%, those are good poodle odds, y'all.
I've worked
a lot with less.
You've changed them with one.
I know. Give me 1%.
0.5. That's where it comes into play.
I'll hear, sounds like good odds to me. See you on the battlefield, motherfucker.
Yeah, and Lloyd says, you know, I've talked about my sexuality. It's been on my mind, but I haven't had a lot of people to talk about it. So I'm grateful that, do all people on Below Deck get along this well?
Usually not.
That's what I thought. I'm a little surprised.
This season is an anomaly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with Deck Crew. Especially with Deck Crew.
No, that's the show.
Yeah. Usually because one of the Deck Crew is trying to hook up with one of the Stews.
Oh.
Yep.
Farmer Tan. Ooh.
Or you had Malia, who hooked up with the chef and one of the other deckhands.
Oh, there you go.
In the same season.
Maybe if we wow.
Actually, the same night.
Wow.
She did. And y'all, we're sex positive, but the worst thing she did, she kind of pit both of them against one another. And it was a little, that was when I first kind of started.
I will be excited to watch these past seasons on our Patreon when we eventually.
No,
get
when
there.
We start, we're gonna start with the original Below Deck, because that's when it's.
No, we gotta go in the order.
Season 2 of original Below Deck is when things start. I can't believe
gonna
you've
make
never
you watch
seen
season
this show.
One. Well, you never told me about
season
it.
Season 1 is such a fucking snooze.
Well, we're gonna make you watch it. We gotta start. You were grateful we watched season 1 of 90 Day.
Not really.
I enjoyed it, y'all. That's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com to our website. Hey, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. Give us 5 stars. And if you don't know what to write in the little column, please should write, keep going.
Keep going, Queens.
We appreciate it.
Keep going, Nautical Queens.
Yes. Anything else, Poodle, I need to let them know about?
Come at us on Cameo.
Oh, yeah. Come at us on Cameo. All that good stuff. Twitter. All that. And with that, y'all, we're going to see you next week. And until then,
anchors a gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.